Hey, everybody, and welcome. We're diving into something kind of personal today.
Woo, personal.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about relationships.
Ah.
Specifically, how to tell if yours might be over.
Yeah, that's a big
I
one.
know, right? Heavy stuff, but don't worry.
Yeah.
We're going to have some help to guide us through this.
Okay, good.
We're going to be using insights from Mel Robbins.
Okay, yeah, I know her.
Yeah, she's a relationship expert, and
Oh.
she's really great at just telling it like it is.
Straight shooter.
Exactly. And
Yeah.
that's what we need sometimes.
Totally agree. And thinking about this, it's like self-awareness is really important here
Yeah.
because the sooner you can see like those little
Yeah.
problems, the better chance you have of like talking it out and maybe even saving the relationship.
Totally.
Yeah.
So, to guide our deep dive today,
Okay.
we're going to be using one of Mel Robbins' YouTube videos.
Awesome.
It's called The 5 Signs Your Relationship Is Over.
Okay.
She even brings in Lizzo as an example. And,
Yeah.
Lizzo always keeps it real.
She does.
And like she says, truth hurts.
Ooh, true.
But sometimes, a little hurt can help us grow.
Absolutely. Sometimes you need that to kind of push you forward.
Yeah. Okay, so let's jump into Mel Robbins' first sign.
Okay, the first sign.
It's that feeling when you can't really be yourself.
Ooh, I feel like I've been there.
I think we've all been there.
Yeah.
Like when you're with your partner
Yeah.
and you feel like you're walking on eggshells.
Oh, yeah.
She describes it as walking on eggshells,
Yeah.
constantly censoring yourself, feeling unsure how to act.
You're like holding back.
Exactly. Like you're holding back your opinions or downplaying your excitement
Right.
just to avoid conflict.
Yeah, just to like keep the peace.
Yeah.
But thinking about like if you do that for too long,
Oh.
it can really start to like chip away at your self-esteem
Oh, that makes sense.
because you're not being your true self.
Yeah.
And over time, you can even start to feel resentful towards your partner.
Because you're holding all that in.
Exactly. And that's just not healthy.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
You really do need to feel safe and accepted.
Yes, you do.
You need to be accepted for who you are, like all your little quirks.
Eukasol?
Yeah. So if you're with someone who makes you feel like you can't be yourself,
Red flag.
it could be a warning sign.
Big time.
So that leads perfectly to Mel Robbins' second sign.
Okay, number two.
This is when communication feels like a minefield.
Oh, communication. That's a good one.
Yeah, it's that anxiety that we get,
Right.
like when we're obsessing over texts and
Yeah.
analyzing every single social media post, constantly questioning how to communicate.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
It's like, ugh, I think we've all been there.
Like overthinking every little thing.
Yes.
This is so common these days, though,
It is. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think it points to like a lack of open and honest communication.
Oh, okay.
Like if you can't just talk to your partner directly and feel heard, you're going to end up, like you said, overthinking every little interaction.
Yeah, you're second guessing everything.
Exactly. And without that open communication,
Yeah.
trust and intimacy are like,
Almost
those are
involved.
so hard to build.
So true. Okay, which takes us to sign number three.
Okay, three.
This is when you're constantly wondering, where is this going?
Oh, yeah.
It's that anxiety around exclusivity, commitment, like when can I introduce you to my parents?
Oh,
All
yeah.
that stuff.
Like, where do I stand?
Right.
It comes back to like needing a shared vision for the future,
Okay.
right?
Yeah.
Like, if you and your partner aren't on the same page,
About the future.
yeah, it's going to create a lot of uncertainty and frustration.
Yeah, because it feels like you're constantly waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Yeah, and it can be
It
exhausting.
is.
Huh?
Okay. Mel Robbins' fourth sign. This one's kind of a gut punch.
Oh, no. Okay.
It's when that initial excitement you felt, those butterflies, they start to be replaced by annoyance and even dread.
Oh no.
Yeah. Like you're hesitant to commit to future plans.
Yeah, I don't want to make plans.
Yeah, you're snapping at them more often or even dreading seeing their name pop up on your phone.
Ooh, that's not good.
No, it's not.
But it's something you really can't ignore
Right.
because if you're feeling that way, it
Yeah.
means your feelings have changed
Oh, okay.
and you have to deal with those negative emotions.
Address it head on.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what do we do instead of just like trying to ignore it?
Well, you have to talk about it.
Even if it's uncomfortable.
Yeah, even if it's hard,
Okay.
you have to be open and honest with your partner.
About how you're feeling.
Exactly. Tell them what you're feeling and why.
Okay.
And, maybe you can work things out together.
Right.
Or maybe it's a sign that you need to move on.
So it really is about being honest with yourself and your partner,
You got it.
even when it's hard. Okay, now Mel Robbins' final sign.
Okay, the last one.
This is when you start to question your shared values.
Values.
Yeah. She talks about losing yourself in a relationship.
Okay.
You know, like changing your habits, your interests,
uh-huh.
even your values, just to please your partner.
Yeah, I can see that.
And that's why it's so important to maintain your individual identities.
Yes. You have to remember who you are.
Yeah. So how do we find that balance?
It's about communication and boundaries.
Okay.
You both have to be able to voice your needs.
Yeah.
And make space for things you want to do on your own.
Oh, that's a good point. You don't have to be joined at the hip.
Exactly. Like having your own interests can actually make you a more interesting partner.
Oh, that's a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
So you're saying like, it's good to have your own thing going on.
Totally.
Yeah. Okay. So that's Mel Robbins' 5 signs.
Those are some really good ones.
Yeah. I think it's really easy to get swept up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, in those early stages when everything is exciting and new.
It's like a whirlwind.
It is. And you just want to make things work.
You want to do everything you can.
Yeah. But as time goes on, we really need to take a step back.
Take a breath.
Yeah, and ask ourselves some tough questions.
You're like, what are those questions?
Well, things like, am I truly happy?
Ooh, that is a big one.
Yeah. Do I feel like I can be myself in this relationship?
That's so important.
It is.
And, you know, Mel Robbins brings up this idea of distinguishing between chemistry and compatibility.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, because that initial spark, those butterflies, that's chemistry.
Right.
And it can be so intoxicating.
It's like magic.
It is. But it doesn't always mean you're compatible.
Right. So chemistry is like the sizzle.
Okay, I like that.
But compatibility, that's the steak.
Oh, the steak.
It's what keeps you going for the long haul.
It's the substance.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So how do we know?
Yeah, how do we know?
How do we know if we have that deeper level of compatibility?
Good question.
Well, think about how you feel when you're together.
Okay.
Do you feel a sense of ease?
Like I can relax.
Yeah. Like you can relax and be yourself.
Without judgment.
Yes.
It's like coming home after a long day.
Yeah, exactly. Like you can finally let your guard down.
Yeah, that's a good feeling.
It is.
Compatibility also means like, you know, having a shared vision for the future.
Okay.
You know, you're both excited about the journey, even if you don't agree on every little detail.
Right. Like, do we want kids? Where do we see ourselves in 5 years?
Exactly. You're on the same page about the big stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, you support each other's dreams.
Even if they're different from your own.
Yeah. You're each other's biggest cheerleader.
Even when things are tough.
Always there for each other.
And another sign of compatibility is that you genuinely enjoy spending time together.
Even when you're not doing anything special.
Yeah, like just hanging out on the couch, watching a movie.
Just being together.
Exactly. And there's contentment and peace in those moments. Right.
And even when you disagree.
Yeah.
You can do it respectfully.
That's important.
Yeah, without it turning into a huge fight.
Because let's be real, disagreements happen.
Oh, yeah. They're inevitable.
So healthy couples, they're able to communicate their needs,
mm-hmm.
find compromises.
Yeah, work together.
And they can laugh together.
Oh, laughter is key.
Even in the middle of a disagreement.
It's like, hey, we're in this together.
Right.
Even when it's tough.
Okay, so compatibility isn't about being exactly the same.
No, not at all.
It's about complementing each other.
Yeah. Supporting each other.
Like pieces of a puzzle.
Oh, I like that.
Right.
Yeah. Different shapes, but they fit together.
To make a beautiful picture.
I love that.
Me too. It creates a sense of wholeness and harmony.
It does.
So speaking of wholeness,
okay.
Remember what Mel Robbins said about losing yourself?
Yeah, in the relationship.
Yeah.
That can really hurt your self-esteem.
Exactly.
Yeah, when you're always trying to please someone else.
Right.
You're not being true to yourself.
And it can lead to resentment.
And you start to feel disconnected.
Yeah, like you're not on equal ground anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So it's important to nurture your individual identities.
You gotta have your own thing.
Yeah. Have your own interests. Pursue your own passions. Make time for things that bring you joy.
Things you like.
Even if your partner's not involved.
Yeah. It's like they say, you can't pour from an empty cup.
I love that saying.
It's so true.
It is. You have to take care of yourself first.
You do.
You know, before you can really show up for someone else.
That's a good reminder.
And that includes being honest with yourself.
Ooh, honesty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About what you want from a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
If you're always feeling drained or sacrificing your own happiness, it might be time to reevaluate things.
Yeah. Take a step back.
That takes a lot of courage, though.
It does.
But sometimes the most loving thing you can do
for yourself
is to walk away.
If it's not serving you.
Right.
And remember, walking away doesn't mean you failed.
Okay.
It means you're choosing to prioritize your well-being.
You're putting yourself first. You know, it's so easy to get caught up in that societal pressure
Oh yeah, there's a lot of pressure.
to stay in a relationship.
Especially
So,
if you've been together a long time.
exactly. But at the end of the day,
Yeah.
you have to do what feels right for you.
You do. And what feels right for one person
Yeah.
might not feel right for another.
There's no right answer
No,
when it
ooh.
comes to relationships.
It's all about what works for you.
So we have to listen to our intuition.
Trust your gut.
Trust your gut.
And you know, remember this.
Okay.
You deserve to be in a relationship that brings out the best in you.
Yes, we all do.
You deserve to feel loved, respected, and valued.
And that's something we should never settle for, less than
Never settle.
never settle.
And you know, thinking back to what Mel Robbins said earlier
About.
about imagining your ideal relationship.
Oh, right.
Think about that.
Does your current relationship match that vision?
Ooh, good question.
Yeah. If not, what can we do to bridge that gap?
Yeah, what are those steps?
Maybe it's having an honest conversation with your partner.
Tell them how you feel.
Yeah. About your needs and your expectations.
Yeah, that's a good start.
Or maybe it's taking some time for yourself
Just to reflect.
to reflect on what you want in a relationship.
And remember,
Yeah.
it's okay for that vision to change over time.
Oh, of course.
What was important to you in your 20s might be different now.
Totally. We're always growing and evolving.
We are, and our relationships should reflect that.
I like that.
So if you're feeling stuck or unsure,
Yeah.
don't be afraid to ask for help.
Oh, that's good advice.
Yeah, talk to a friend, a family member, a therapist.
Oh,
They can give you a new perspective.
and support you through the tough stuff.
Yeah, you don't have to go through this alone.
Because we all experience ups and downs.
We
It's
do.
part of life.
It's part of being human.
Exactly.
So remember,
Yeah.
you are worthy of love.
That's a great reminder.
You have the power to create the relationship you want.
So keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us on this journey.
Thanks for having me. It's been fun.
Me too.
Yeah. And remember,
Yeah.
you're not alone.
We're all in this together.
We are.
Awesome. Okay, we'll see you next time.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye. It's easy to kind of lose yourself in
Yeah.
those early stages, you know?
Right.
Everything's so exciting and new.
Yeah, it's like a whirlwind.
Exactly. It's like you get caught up in all the emotions
Yeah.
and you just want to make things work.
You do. You're willing to do whatever it takes.
But then as time goes on,
Yeah.
it's important to kind of step back.
Take a breath.
Yeah, and ask yourself, like,
What kinds of things?
well, things like, am I really happy?
Oh, yeah.
Like, do I feel like I can be myself in this relationship?
That's a big one.
It is, you know, and like Mel Robbins said, you have to figure out the difference between chemistry and compatibility.
Right. Yeah.
Like, you know, that initial spark, those butterflies,
That chemistry.
that's chemistry, and it can be so
It's like
powerful.
magic.
It really is. But it doesn't always last,
Yeah.
and it doesn't always mean you're compatible.
So chemistry is like the sizzle,
Okay.
but compatibility is the steak.
The steak.
It's what sustains the relationship
It's the
for
substance.
the long run. But how do we know if we have that?
Yeah, that's the question.
Like that deeper level of compatibility.
How do we know?
Well, think about this.
Oh, yeah.
How do you feel when you're with your partner?
Okay, yeah.
Do you feel at ease? Comfortable?
Like relaxed.
Yeah. Like you can truly be yourself.
Without judgment.
Yes.
It should feel like coming home after a long day.
Yes. You can finally relax and let your guard down.
Yeah,
That's a
exactly.
good
Yeah.
feeling.
It is a good feeling.
Compatibility also means having a shared vision for the future.
Yeah, you're on the same path.
You're excited about the journey.
Even if you don't always agree on every little thing,
Of course, yeah.
it's about the big picture.
The big stuff.
Yeah.
Like, do we want kids? Where do we want to live in 5 years?
Yeah, those big life decisions.
You're on the same page about those things.
Exactly. And, you know, you support each other's dreams.
Even if they're different from your own.
Yeah. You're each other's biggest fan
You're always there for each other.
through thick and thin.
And another sign of compatibility
Okay.
is that you actually enjoy spending time together.
Even when you're just doing nothing special.
Right. Like just hanging out at home.
Yeah, watching a movie or cooking dinner.
There's a sense of contentment in those moments.
Yeah, it's peaceful.
Right.
And, you know, even when you disagree,
Which happens.
ooh, it
You
happens.
can do it respectfully
You can talk it up.
without it turning into a huge fight.
Because disagreements are inevitable.
They are.
It's how you handle them that matters.
Right.
Healthy couples can communicate their needs and find compromises.
They work together.
And they can even laugh together.
Yeah, laughter is so important.
It really is. It can diffuse tension.
Yeah, like you're saying, hey, we're in this together, even when it's tough.
Exactly.
So compatibility isn't about being exactly the same.
No, it's about balance.
It's about complementing each other.
Yeah, supporting each other's strengths and weaknesses.
Like pieces of a puzzle.
Ooh, I love that analogy.
Right. They fit together to make a beautiful picture.
And when they fit just right,
uh-huh,
it creates that sense of harmony.
And wholeness.
Exactly.
Speaking of wholeness,
okay,
remember what Mel Robbins said about losing yourself in a relationship?
Oh, yeah. That's a big one.
And how it can really damage your self-esteem.
It can, you know?
Yeah, it's like you're constantly dimming your own light.
To please someone else.
Well, right.
And you slowly start to fade away.
Yeah, and that can lead to resentment.
And disconnect from your partner.
It's like you're not equals anymore.
Yeah, you lose that balance.
So we have to nurture our individual identities.
You got to have your own thing going on.
Have your own interests.
Pursue your passions.
Make time for things that bring you joy.
Even if it doesn't involve your partner.
It's like that saying, you can't pour from an empty cup.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Right.
It's so true.
It is.
You have to take care of yourself first.
You do. Before you can show up for anyone else.
You can't give what you don't have.
Exactly. And that includes being honest with yourself.
Ooh, about what?
About what you want and need from a relationship.
Okay, yeah.
You know, if you're constantly feeling drained,
mm-hmm,
or like you're sacrificing your own happiness,
it's a red flag.
It might be time to reevaluate.
To really think about things.
That's a tough one, though.
It is. It takes courage.
It does.
But sometimes the most loving thing you can do
is for yourself.
Is to walk away.
From a situation that's not serving you.
Exactly.
And walking away doesn't mean you've failed.
No, not at all.
It just means you're choosing to prioritize your own well-being.
You're putting yourself first.
And that's important.
It is.
You know, it's easy to get caught up in the pressure.
Oh, yeah. Societal pressure.
To stay in a relationship.
Especially if you've been together a long time.
It's like everyone expects you to stay together.
But, you know, at the end of the day,
yeah,
you have to do what feels right for you.
And what feels right for one person.
Yeah.
Might be totally different for someone else.
Exactly. There's no one right answer.
Not when it comes to relationships.
It's all about what works for you.
So we have to listen to our intuition.
Trust your gut feeling.
Yeah, trust your gut.
And remember this.
Okay.
You deserve to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
That brings out the best in you.
We all deserve that.
Where you feel loved and respected.
And valued for who you are.
Exactly. Never settle for less than that.
And never settle.
Yeah.
So thinking back to what Mel Robbins said.
How about
that? Imagining your ideal relationship.
Oh, yeah. That's a good exercise.
Yeah. Does your current relationship match that vision?
If not, what can you do to change that?
What can we do to bridge that gap?
Good question.
Maybe it's having that honest conversation with your partner.
About your needs.
About your expectations.
Yeah, communication is key.
Or maybe it's just taking some time for yourself.
Yeah, to reflect on what you really want.
What truly matters.
And, you know, it's okay for that vision to change over time.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What you wanted in your 20s might be totally different now.
Things change. We grow.
We evolve. And our relationships should, too.
I like that.
Yeah, so if you're feeling lost or unsure
about your relationship,
don't be afraid to ask for help.
That's good advice.
Yeah, talk to someone you trust.
Like a friend, a family member?
A therapist, whoever you feel comfortable with.
Like they can offer a new perspective.
And support you.
We don't have to go through this alone.
You're not alone.
We all go through ups and downs in relationships.
It's part of...
Part of being human.
Exactly.
Okay, so as we wrap up our deep dive into relationships today...
Yeah.
Let's go back to that point that Mel Robbins made.
Okay, which one?
About knowing your worth.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. It's so important.
It really is. It's like, you know, remembering that you deserve to be in a relationship where you feel truly seen and valued.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Like for who you are.
Yeah. Like all those little quirks and everything.
You don't have to hide anything?
Nope. Embrace it all.
You should feel loved and respected.
Absolutely. And knowing your worth also means being able to spot those red flags.
Oh, yeah, those warning signs.
Yeah, those signs that maybe, you know, the relationship isn't as healthy or fulfilling as it could be.
Right. Like having the courage to ask yourself, is this relationship bringing out the best in me?
Ooh, that's a tough question.
It is.
But it's so important.
Yeah. And recognizing those signs.
Yeah.
It's not a failure.
No, not at all.
It actually shows strength.
It does. It means you're paying attention to your needs.
And you're not settling for less than you deserve.
Exactly. You deserve to be happy.
Which brings us to our final thought-provoking question.
Ooh, I like these.
Okay, so imagine you could go back in time.
Back in time.
Yeah, and give your younger self some relationship advice.
Oh, interesting.
What would you say?
That's a good one.
Yeah. What wisdom would you share based on everything we've talked about today?
Yeah, what do you wish you had known sooner? It's amazing how much we learn from our relationships.
We do, both the good and the bad.
The ups and the downs.
Exactly.
So no matter what your relationship journey looks like,
Yeah.
remember this: you are worthy of love.
That's a beautiful message.
And you have the power to create the relationship you want.
So keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.
That's a good one.
Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. This was fun.
Yeah, this is great.
Yeah, and remember,
Yeah.
you're not alone.
We're all in this together.
We are.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.